Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just wasn't good enough. In my opinion, we underperformed, we were inconsistent, and we need to be better. You don't get to the National Hockey League without handling pressure. That is the most ridiculous thing I could ever hear someone say, that guys can't handle pressure. It's what you do for a living. That's how you get here.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
We just didn't play well enough, period. We did not play well enough. From day one of training camp, I don't think we had our standard high enough. Our expectations inside the room need to be raised, and there needs to be accountability across the board. I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I think I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
GM Kevin Adams, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Don Granato out. Regular season kind of still far from over in the NHL. There are games Thursday.
Yeah.
But Sneaky Joe was here when I got here, and that's not a brag. I mean, I you know I'm a hard worker, and you know, maybe that was Joe just hung around really late today. But no, actually it was I got here so early. So Joe was here. And he was saying, imagine, maybe he and Jeremy had this conversation on the air. Imagine if the Sabres were in the spot right now and they had to endure Washington at Philadelphia or wherever the game is, and Detroit and Montreal and Pittsburgh and whatever. Like, all these games would be like one by one. Yeah. You have to fade every game to make it. That would be
last night would have been
better, but torturous.
Right. Last night would have been a ride because Detroit, you know, is one of the teams in this race, and they were behind and tied it late, won it in overtime to stay alive here to see another day. And now they got to go do the same thing again today, and they still need help. But yeah, you're right. There's still a lot going on. I knew the Sabres played Monday a while ago, and in my head I thought, like, well, that's probably the end of the season then. I read the playoffs are beginning on Saturday, but I guess they moved that start date of the playoffs up. It originally had been yesterday, a week from yesterday. Monday was going to be the start date for the playoffs. But at some point in the season, they decided to move it to the weekend, probably television-related. So, yeah, some teams that play Thursday that are going to qualify for the playoffs are going to have a pretty quick turnaround to start round one.
I don't remember the NBA season ever ending before the NHL season.
Right.
But
right.
It did.
Yeah.
803-0550. It's your calls after one short conversation. I think anybody that pays the slightest attention to the Buffalo Sabres wants to know, what about Lindy Ruff? Like, that is going to be every dinner table. Like, Lindy Ruff, really? He's still, maybe, is this a good idea? And so there are fans, I do not say this disparagingly, but I often disagree with this crowd. There are fans that always want the nostalgic former Buffalo sports figure back. It feels good to them. And I end up, I know it, and I'll admit it, I go too far the other direction because I just feel like that's just like this sentimental hogwash to me.
Yeah, can't you get me a better idea than that?
Can't I get some? I mean, really, it's not like exactly Buffalo has all this winning history. Can't I just get somebody else? So I never want those guys. However, I think Ruff falls in front of that cutoff.
Yeah.
I think what he did for Jersey showed that it's not the game hasn't passed him by or the job or the league or any of that. I can feel good about that. We'd all mostly feel really good about having him again. You know, he was very relatively, I guess I have to say, but successful. He was here for so many years. He's a beloved figure in Sabres history. And he might also be the right guy.
I mean, he hasn't won the Stanley Cup. Been to the finals as an assistant with Florida before he got this job. Obviously took the Sabres to the finals in 99. He is certainly someone who fits the description and what Kevin Adams says he's looking for. He fits the description. And there aren't, I don't know, there's not an unending pool of guys, at least that I can think of, that fit that description that are out of work right now. Of course, there's a whole league worth of coaches. And, you know, do what you want with that. I mean, it sounds like Adams has his mindset on acting fast here, which tells me he's not waiting around to see if Rod Brind'Amour is going to come to an agreement with the Carolina Hurricanes. Or, Michael Pekka doesn't fit the criteria of an experienced NHL coach, but wait for the Rangers to get eliminated so I can hire him off their assistant coach bench to be our head coach. Lindy clicks the boxes. Gerard Gallant does. Bruce Boudreau does. Craig Berube does.
McClellan.
Okay.
That's my list.
Yeah,
that's my whole list.
I'm out. And so, you know, I'm going to guess that they're going to pick. He's going to pick one of those four people to be the coach. And, you know, you want to parse Lindy versus Boudreau or Lindy versus Craig Berube or however you want to do it. You know, have at it. Lindy's as qualified as anybody on the list to me. And most recently, yes, he got fired in New Jersey because their goaltending fell completely apart this year. Last year, they were one of the stories in the league. They were a team last year that our Paul Hamilton, who will be with us an hour from now in the 5 o'clock hour, would say, they're really young. And I'm not hearing about pressure and figuring out how to be in a playoff race and all this stuff. That was a bright, young, fast team that got saves last year, and they were a story in the league. This year, the saves went away. Lindy ended up getting fired. There's still recent enough success there to me. It does. If there is a reluctance, it's because of the first thing you said, which is that it obviously ticks the sentimentality box. I don't have to be against that if it's credible. The rest of it is credible. And I think Lindy does qualify. I think it works for me. Like, it's a good enough idea that the sentimentality point, I don't need to throw myself in front of that train. You know, like, if I thought that this guy was washed up and done, and they're only bringing him back because he'll be a big yellow smiley face on the organization that dearly needs one right now, I wouldn't want to do it. But I don't think that's what you're talking about when you're talking about Lindy Ruff.
That's how I feel, too. Just turned 64, by the way, Ruff. He would not be the youngest coach in the NHL, but yeah, last year is worth a lot in the equation, I think. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Here is Tom next. Hello, Tom.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Kevin Adams. I just feel like, I want to echo what that other caller said. I don't think he has any idea what he's doing, and the main reason for that is the way the roster has been constructed on this team. If you take a look at his drafts, every player, like 80%, 85% of these players are guys that are 5'10" and weigh 160 pounds. Now, not so much about the stature, where that is important, but it's the type of players. You need different types of players on a line. And if you look at our first three line, it's nine guys that are the same guy. There's no grit. There's no sandpaper. It's offensive-minded skating players. And that's a basic thing that I think a GM would know that it takes different types of players, you know. And you could tell me, hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy, right? I'm just a fan. But there are two former Buffalo Sabres who have a podcast. You know who they are. And they talk about this every time that they talk about the Sabres, about the type of the way the roster's mm-hmm. been constructed. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's thinking. But I think it's clear he doesn't know what he's doing. He isn't over his head. And just to comment on the Lindy Ruff thing, I think that's just, I mean, it didn't work the last time he was here. I don't think there's any reason to believe that he's going to come in here and be the guy that's going to lead this team. I think you need to look in a different direction. Gallant, I think, was the coach for Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think he would be a good selection, maybe to at least get these guys into a playoff series and then go from there. But that's my piece. Thank you.
Okay. It didn't work, like didn't win the cup?
There's no reason, literally no reason to believe it would go well. You asked the specific question. I don't even want to try that hard. There's no reason to believe that. I can't respect anybody who would say that. I can't listen to anybody who would say that. You just sound like you're completely unfamiliar with the NHL. I sure you can read height and weight, and I'm glad, good for you that you can read height and weight. Zach Benson, not gritty enough. Problem. He's from the draft. Problem.
He's little.
Oh, he's so little.
Yeah.
I can't respect anybody who doesn't appreciate how mixed up it all gets in the league with coaches and teams. Coaches, any common fan would tell you they think is good, which is basically what? You've seen them in the finals? I mean, whatever it is that would make the cut for you, not longevity, what would it have to be? Playoff, X number of playoff round, whatever. Any coach that the common fan would think like is good, quote, good at the job, like they get fired. They get run out. Gallant. All these guys on Bulldogs list have all been fired. Like Berube. I mean, maybe he's the best because he was only fired once. Just like.
And won the cup before doing it.
Reconcile that and then explain to me why you just think there's no chance any coach, whoever might be my least favorite idea from this list, I would never think to say there's no chance it would work. I think with Granato, there was some chance it would work. How can you be so sure? I can't listen to it. I can't listen to anybody's analysis that is so sure any coach, Lindy Ruff or anyone else, if you know and understand what the history of this league proves to you without even the slightest bit of critical thinking, how can anybody say it won't work, that they know it won't work? What is the standard? The Bulldogs question in the first place. The Stanley Cup? How many teams are allowed to, you know, like themselves having not won the Stanley Cup? Are there any? That's it. It's just not the analysis is worthless if the conclusion is, yeah, guys, I think this coach wouldn't win. Who knows that? Who would ever? Kevin Adams wouldn't ever dare to say anything like that himself. And you say what you want about what you think his credibility is, but it's ridiculous. You don't have to like Lindy Ruff. I'm not telling you you're a bad person for not liking that idea. I'm telling you nobody should have to listen to anybody speaking matter-of-factly about whether one of these coaches necessarily would fail. They have good players. They're not big enough. Who hasn't said that about the Sabres for 50 years?
That doesn't make them wrong.
It doesn't make them wrong.
The roster construction point, I think, is a good one. Greenway is a trade acquisition last year. And, you know, for a minute this year when the Sabres were like maybe the most they were in the race right before that Detroit Saturday afternoon game when they could have got within a point, whenever that was, St. Patrick's Day, I don't remember. A few games leading up to that, I felt like, you know what happens when your team is, well, I might have thought watching the game when your team is good, but it's really just your team is in a race. Like, the games matter. Guys that play like that guy, you notice the stuff they do. you notice them blocking shots on the penalty kill, and you notice them clearing the zone and winning wall battles. And, like, that is stuff that, like, you know, for the last 3 years, 5 years, you want all 13, just sort of gets lost in the wash because, like, it doesn't matter that much. Tell me about your grit and all your stuff. I'm never good. I'm never in the playoffs. So Greenway is like a sore thumb on this team. He sticks out so much style-wise. I think, yeah, I don't need another 6'6 guy who's not going to score a lot, okay? So I'll pump the brakes. But build a team, I need some different skill sets. And I think the opportunity to do what absolutely should have happened last offseason is there again. Krebs is an RFA. Figure out what you're doing there. What style of player do you want there? Like, I recognize he's got value. He's still young and cost-controlled, so I don't want to throw him away, but I also don't need to be experimenting if he can be a fourth-line player in the league. I don't think that's where he belongs. He's ill-suited to that. Get a guy who will embrace that role on the team, all right? Your entire fourth line's free agents. I don't know what the future holds for Gergensen's. The last time we got into this, it sounded like Adams was interested in extending him again this offseason, so we'll see. They've got room. The question is whether or not you use any of that room on any of the kids. Because the kids are mostly, there's one exception, the kids are mostly what the caller is describing. The kids are Savoy and Kulik and Roseanne and Oslund, and they're
skilled.
They're skilled, small, they're first-round picks. Wahlberg is the one guy that is not. And he's big. He's in Rochester already. I don't think he's on this team next year. He's more of the style of guy I think you need to find players that have a 200-foot game.
Well, that's all fine. And Adams, for his part today, said he was pretty forthcoming today. And he's like, our bottom six can be more abrasive. Abrasive is a good word to describe this. You know, some of the other cliche-ish words kind of maybe have outlived their usefulness. Mm-hmm. But abrasive is a good word. There is definitely my tone misrepresented where my head was at it before. Like, I agree. It can, yes, it can be right. And I think Adams can be allowed to get there, maybe not as early as somebody else maybe got there. The first round picks, like, it's not a problem to have that many picks, but it is, it's challenging because you're not drafting guys
who can't
play in the first round.
Right.
And that's who we're talking about. So no offense, we're guys who really can't play on the same level, but their other attributes make them worthwhile. They give them their value. So you're not drafting them in the first round. So yes, this is I think it's not the worst situation what he's got to deal with here, but not either a simple one to try to put the puzzle together. But it sounded today like he agreed, you know, that there's an aspect of his roster that does need to change, and maybe in time we'll all be happy. Big maybe not.
Right.
Maybe the whole point here is that we're not happy.
Well, we're definitely,
maybe people who call and say, "I hope I'm wrong." That I gave up on the franchise. I hope I'm wrong, but they're going to suck again.
Yeah, we're definitely not happy.
You hear from the same fans every time there's a conversation like this, and they're all telling you how much they hope they're wrong. Okay, well, you know, maybe I hope I'm wrong about this.
I think a few moves to the bottom end of this roster, and if the goaltending stays like it is, you got to get this coach right. I think the biggest reason this team was not in the playoffs is what happened today. They fired the coach and they waited. You know, I know Adam said if he thought it was the right move, they would have done it earlier in the year. Like, okay, he's got his reasons. They let a season get away from them yet again. I think the coach, the communication, the style of play, you heard Adams talk about it again today, caught in between. He said it a few times with us during the year. Caught in between in the league is death. You're dead. And that is what the trouble was, is guys caught in between. He even said, you can see it from where I'm sitting. Maybe it's a little harder to see from behind the bench, but I could see it in games. I noticed it too. That is the thing. Now, the new coach doesn't solve that automatically, but it's at least where you have to start. I don't think that things are as bad as they seem sitting on here, the edge of a 13th consecutive season not being in the playoffs. I like a lot of the players on this team. I like a lot of the players that are under contract on this team. I think they underperformed because of the coach.
I thought Adams sounded like he felt that way all year. Whenever we chatted with him, you know, he always agreed with the cut in between point, but they didn't make the move. And he can say all he wants about how it's my decision. Ownership has a big voice in when they're going to fire coaches. And what have they done other times? They fired him as soon as the season was over. That happened with Bielsma and Murray, Housley, and, you know, Kruger. You lose that many games in a row. And then now Granato. So this, to me, kind of was always what I thought would happen, unless they made the miraculous run, which did not quite happen. 803-0550, Paul at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.